Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You probably remember Greg Mortensen. He's been on Here and Now several times. His best-selling books, including Three Cups of Tea, tell of his journey into Pakistan and Afghanistan to build schools. Here's part of our talk in 2009.
Haji Ali was a village chief in a village in northern Pakistan, and he told me once, if you want to do business here, you need to have three cups of tea. First cup, you're a stranger, second cup, a friend, and third cup, your family.
Generals reportedly read Greg Mortensen. He was required reading for new troops. And Greg Mortensen says it all started when he stumbled exhausted into the village of Corfei after failing to climb K2, to which fellow climber and journalist John Krakauer said this on 60 Minutes.
It's a beautiful story, and it's a lie. I have spoken to one of his companions, a close friend, who hiked out from K2 with him. This companion said Greg never heard of Corfei till a year later.
The 60 Minutes report questioned not just whether the tales are true, but whether Greg Mortensen's tax-exempt organization, Central Asia Institute, actually built the schools it claims it did, and whether it spent more money on promoting and selling his books than on building schools. Mortensen said in a statement to 60 Minutes that essentially he stands by his work. He did give one interview to a local paper and several others to our next guest, Alex Hurd. Alex Hurd is the editorial director at Outside Magazine. And Alex, I just want to start by putting the ending of the 60 Minutes interview first. John Krakauer, such a critic throughout the piece, ends up saying, you know, Greg Mortensen is not Bernie Madoff. He's a good guy. And your magazine traveled to the region with him. So, you know, he did build schools there. He knows people there, right?
Oh, yeah. He's built a lot of schools there, and a lot of them are still functioning. I mean, one of the things about the 60 Minutes program, everything was pretty heavy, hard-hitting journalism. There wasn't much time for the good side of Greg Mortensen, and I think that's going to emerge as their side is heard from a little more in the days and weeks ahead.
Well, but still, you asked him some pretty hard-hitting questions, and he admits a lot of mistakes. For instance, his claim that he stumbled into Corfei right off a climb from K2, and that's when he decided to build these schools. Now, John Krakauer and others say that he didn't go to Corfei at all till a year later. Tell us what he told you, what is true, and also how he attributed some of the inaccuracies to what he called condensed writing.
He told me that the story in the book isn't accurate, but that he did stumble into the village, only that he spent less time there, a couple of hours, and then went away and then didn't come back for a year. So that is a major departure from what's in the book. I said, well, why is it like that? And he attributed primarily to the publishing process. He was working with a collaborator, a co-writer, and he said, I was new to this. The publisher and the writer were pressuring me to always tell neater and better stories. So he sort of laid it off on pressures on him to kind of make everything neater and cleaner and just a better tale. And that doesn't really hold up, ultimately. That has to be seen as a fabrication, the way it's presented in the book.
Another key story is how he was kidnapped by the Taliban for 8 days. Greg Mortensen even has a picture of him with his kidnappers in his book. CBS tracked down four of those alleged kidnappers. One of them turns out to be an intellectual who runs a think tank. And he says it's just that whole story of us being Taliban and kidnapping him is a lie. We were actually entertaining him.
Right. And I asked him about that, and he stuck with the story, but it doesn't sound super strong to me. But that whole episode may end up in court because the think tank man, Mashoud, I believe his name is, has already threatened to sue for defamation of character over that.
And there's more. As we said, there's questions about whether or not he built the number of schools. His charity, the Central Asia Institute, says there are 141 schools. 60 Minutes went to 30 of them, and of those, half were empty or just storage sheds. Some had actually been built by someone else. What does he say about that?
They're still assembling their response, and they, you know, they haven't been heard from except in the interview with me, and also they released answers to some of the questions Croft had sent. But they're going to need to be really clear about how many of the schools are up and running and fully functioning, because one of the issues over there, if you build schools in Pakistan and Afghanistan, it's one thing to build them, and they pride themselves on handing over local control to the people over time. If I were a donor to the organization, I would want to know that there's something in place to make sure that there's follow-up and maintenance and a clear way to make sure the schools are actually doing what they're supposed to be there for.
Well, and this brings us to the questions about the finances of the Central Asia Institute. They're based in Bozeman, Montana, took in $23 million last year, as 60 Minutes says, some from thousands of school children who sent in their pennies, some from very large fundraisers. But in 14 years of existence, they've only issued one audited statement. And there's questions of whether his personal business is intermingled with the charitable business. They spend $1.7 million in book-related expenses, you know, sending him on book tours. But then that's more than spent on all the schools. Now, he told you that he had recognized there were some problems with his organization before the 60 Minutes report?
That's what he said. And I think people will debate whether they were already embarked on that or whether it really was a response to being aware that this was coming. But the bottom line is, anyone who follows CAI and Mortensen has known for a while that they need to do a little better job of separating his appearances as a charismatic figure, speaker, and author, and the spending by the organization to promote those appearances in the books. They need to draw the lines clearly between the nonprofit and his own activities from which he profits. It's a type of problem that can be fixed with the right kind of professional management. This is a huge and important nonprofit organization, because he still needs to be out there doing what he does, because he charms audiences and has a real ability to connect with people and raise money for what seems to be a very good cause.
Well, Alex Heard, that brings us back to where we started, because as even John Krakauer says, you know, as we said, this isn't a bad guy. He does good work. Krakauer asks, why does he exaggerate it? In one case, he says he built 11 schools when he actually built three. Why isn't three enough? Why, say, you stumbled into a village exhausted and with no food, why not just say you were inspired to build schools? And again, 60 Minutes found porters who claimed that he hadn't stumbled in there exhausted and alone. Why exaggerate what is, as you and others seem to be saying, really good work and good intentions?
Well, I don't know. I've known people throughout my life who just have a tendency to do that, and they do it until they're called on it. And I think the Corfei story and the porters, they all need to be heard from directly. Let's get that sorted out. But then move on and figure out if the exaggerations and the problems are enough that he should just be out of the organization altogether, or if there is a way ahead that includes him and some reform and some apologies, and everybody just move on after that.
Alex Heard, editorial director of Outside Magazine, on the recent kerfuffle over Greg Mortensen, author of Three Cups of Tea, after a 60 Minutes report this Sunday. Alex, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.